Okay, good afternoon. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining today. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Chulin Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on the top of Daf Samach Gimel, Amar Aleph, at Amar Rav Yehuda, the second line of the page. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldaba Simcha Ala Shalom, and Nisham Shav Naliyah. So the Gemara is going to talk more about birds, identifying various birds and which ones are on that list of that the Torah has of the non-kosher, the non-kosher birds. We're going to try to identify some of them, and then the Gemara is going to discuss how to count out the list of 24 non-kosher birds. It seems that we don't have perfectly identical lists in the two places in the Torah where the list appears, in Parsha Shmini and in Parsha Re'eh. So what do we do about that? Are there necessarily 24? Might there be 23 birds, according to one opinion at least? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how many types of non-kosher fish, birds, and grasshoppers exist in the world, whether we could put a number to that. The Gemara is then going to talk about the lesson of the Torah only mentioning the kosher behemos, yet only mentioning the non-kosher birds. Why is it that the Torah, when it comes to the behemos, gives you a list of the kosher ones, by birds it gives you the list of the non-kosher ones? Then we're going to talk about relying on a Mesorah for the kashrus of a bird, and that will bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. At the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, there's going to be a discussion of buying eggs, kosher eggs, and when you can trust that you're buying kosher eggs, but that is not for today, probably. So let us begin at Amar Rav Yehuda. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us there's a certain type of bird called a shakitna that has three subspecies. One of them has like long legs and a red body. Another one has short legs and a red body. And another one has long legs and a greenish or yellowish body. So shakitna, arichi shaki v'sumki, if it's got long legs and it's a red body, sharia, that's a kosher one, v'simenaich. And the way to remember that is morzima. That's the type of a bird that they knew to be a kosher bird and has similar physical characteristics. So that's the way to remember that. Just like the Morzima is kosher, so too is this one kosher. That's at least how Rashi understands. The Aruch understands that the remez of Morzima is different. That Belashon Parsi, anything long and red is called a Morzima. So therefore, that's the simon to remember it. Anyway, Gutzi Vesumki, if it's short and it's got a red body, Asiri, it's going to be Asir Vesimanayuch. And the way to remember that is the halacha about the various mumim that pasul a kohen, that nanus is pasul, that if a kohen is a nanus, if a kohen is a dwarf, that he's pasul to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Arichi shaki, if it's got long legs, viroki, but its body is not red, its body is a greenish yellowish color, asiri, then it is treif, v'simenaich, and the way to remember that that's treif is that yiruk and psulin, that we already had a halacha earlier in the Masechta, that if you have a bird that went into a fire and the fire damaged the intestines and the organs inside the body, so those organs that are normally red, if they appear green, it's going to trafe up the animal. So over here also, if this bird has a greenish color, it's going to mean that it's a non-kosher bird. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us shalach, when the Torah gives us the list of non-kosher birds, it mentions a shalach as one of the non-kosher birds. Zeha shalach dagam min hayam. It is a bird that is able to pick fish right out of the sea. Duchifas shahadu kafa. So duchifas has its a doubled over beauty. It has this thick, I don't know what they call it, over its head or something that looks very, very beautiful. Tanya namihachi, duchifas shahadu kafa, v'zeo shevi shamir, the Beis HaMikdash, and that happens to be the bird that brings the shamir to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a gemara in Meseches Gittin on Dav Samachas, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't use kli barzel to cut anything, so he needed to use a shamir to cut things. A shamir is like this worm that's able to cut through even the hardest of items. So he had to get the shamir from this bird. The bird had the guardianship over the shamir. The Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech captured Ashmedai, who's the king of the Shedim, and he asked him where the shamir is, and Ashmedai told him that the shamir is given over to a malach, which is the Sar of the Yam, and he had given it over to this particular bird. And the Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech sent Benayo Ben Yoyada to go bring the shamir Shamir back, and he covered the nest of this bird with a white glass. So when this bird came to its nest and he saw all of its offspring behind this white glass, and he couldn't get to them because he couldn't get through the glass, he took out the shamir in order to cut through the glass. So Benayahu heard the sound of the shamir cutting through the glass. He chased away the mommy bird and he took the shamir, and that's how they got the shamir in order to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the bird that was able to bring the shamir. Rabbi Yochanan ki ava chazi, when Rabbi Yochanan would see this shelech, a bird called a shelech, amr mishpatecha tohom rabba, he would say the pasuk in Tehillim that mishpatecha tohom rabba, that even in the depths of the sea there's the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the day, that the shelech will come and will carry out the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against those fish that deserve to be killed, that deserve to be taken out of the sea. So the Radak brings a raya in the Radak in Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, brings a raya from here that there's mishpat against Balei Chayim as well, that when a lion tears apart its prey, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there in onesh on that victim of the lion, and there's scharva onesh for animals as well. And that's what the Gemara in Maseches Bechorot tells us, that bizchus, that the chamorim carried the biza of Klal Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim, all the spoils when we left Mitzrayim, they were zocha to the mitzvah of peter chamor, and that's what the Medrash tells us, that bizchus, that the dogs did not wag their tongues at us and did not bark at us in Mitzrayim. So the Torah tells us the kalav tashlichanu, so that if you have basar trefa, you give it to the dogs. So apparently there is some level of scharva onesh of for animals as well. So that's what he says, mishpatecha tom rabba, that the mishpat reaches even the depths of the sea. Ki avachazi nemala, when he would see a bug, amar tzidkascha karekel, he would say that that even a tiny little creature like a nemala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries that it should be able to find its food. You're just like the largest of creatures, and you see the tzidkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he worries even about the little guy. Amar Amemar, Liknei Vatni Sharyan. Two types of birds called Liknei Vatni are both mutter, they're both kosher. Shaknoyu Vatnoi, Makam Shnagu Lechol, Ochlin, Makam Shnagu Shlo Lechol, Ein Ochlin. Two other types of birds called the Shaknoi and the Vatnoi, if the minig in the place is to eat it, so you eat it. If the minig is not to eat it, so you don't eat it. What? How to be minag tali milsa? Whether a bird is kosher or not, it's tali and minag. It's tali whether it's one of the 24 birds that's identified by the Torah as not kosher or not. How can you say it's tali and minag? So says Gemara, in it is in fact tali and minag. Velo kasha, that which you ask, that the heter achila should be tali in what's appears in the Torah, what's not. It's not a kasha. These two types of birds have one siman tahara. Haba asra. If you recall yesterday, we said that if you find a bird that has one siman tahara and you live biyishuv in a place where there is no peres vazniya, so then you could assume that it's a kosher bird because it's not the peres vazniya that the Torah identified. But if you live in a place where there might be a peres vazniya, then you have to be choshish that it might be the peres vazniya, and therefore it's going to be aser. Tosas raises the kasha on this, that if there's a cheshash that the shaknoyin but noi is the peres vazniya, or is a type of peres vazniya, then the chori should be worried about that wherever you happen to live. So Tosa says, now apparently it looks a little like the peres vazniya. So if you live in a place that doesn't have any peres vazniya, you know that it's it and it's not the peres vazniya. Whereas if you live in a place that might have a peres vazniya, you have to be choshish that it might be one of those. Amar Abai, kui kakui v'kakui asiri. Two types of birds called kui and kakui are asir. But kakuasa sharia. A kakuasa you're allowed to eat. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, they argued on Abai and they held that a kakuasa is also not kosher. And not only that, malkui lavei. They gave malkui for someone who ate it, for karila tachvasa, and they would call it a tachvasa. Now the Torah mentions it in Shemes as one of the non-kosher birds, and it also mentions it among one of the shmona shratzim that are not kosher. So that leads the Gemara to the following discussion: Tan Rabbanan tin Shemes ba'us sheba ofos. It is the lowliest or the most disgusting of ofos. It cries out in the middle of the night and causes a nuisance. Satomer ba'us sheba ofos, and el ba'us sheba shratzim. shratzim. Are you sure it's the lousiest of all birds? Maybe it's the lousiest of all shratzim. Maybe it's a sheretz. So Marta Tzeilman Mishloshes Shemidos Shatorim Midrashes Bed. We can derive from the Yugim Midrash Shatorim Midrashes Bed that Dover Alamin Meinyano, that there's a concept called Dover Alamin Meinyano, that when there's something that's unclear, that is vague in the Torah, where it doesn't make clear what we are speaking about, we learn what it means from the inyan, from the topic that is being discussed in that series of psukim. So you look in that parsha to see what it's about. So then you'll have a greater clarity. B'me'akos medaber, what's the whole parsha talking about? Be'ofos sa'afkan, be'ofos. Therefore, you know that the tinshamas is an oaf. Tanya nami gabi shratzim ki'a gavna. We have a similar teaching about shratzim. Tinshamas ba'u shab shratzim, that a tinshamas is the lowliest of the shratzim. Ata omer ba'u shab shratzim, o'en el ba'u shab ofos. You sure it's about shratzim? Maybe it's about ofos. So Marta tzeil man mishal shesim yishatar n'jashben. Let's derive from the shal shesim yishatar n'jashben. Davra lamin mein yanom. What's the parsha talking about? Bishratzim. It's talking about Shratzim. Safkan Bishratzim. Therefore, the Tinshamas is also among the Shratzim. Amra Baye Bo'u Sheba Ofos Kipof. That the most disgusting of all the Ofos is a Kipof. And that's the Tinshamas. Bo'u Sheba Shratzim Korpadoi. That's also the Tinshamas. That's the Sheretz called the Tinshamas. And the other name for it is Korpadoi. Amra Vyuda Ka'as Zu Chakuk Rechem Zu Shirak. Identifying the different birds that are mentioned as being not kosher in the Torah. So a ka'os is a chakuk, and a racham is a shirakrak. So those are the just identifying the various birds. In Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah and the Gemara in the second parak uses the term kik and not kuk. We're familiar with this from Bam Madlikin, right? The second parak is parak Bam Madlikin. V'lo v'shemen kik, that you're not supposed to use shemen kik for Neira Shabbos because it doesn't hold the flame very well and you might come to tilt the candle. So those terms seem to be used interchangeably, cook and kick. Am Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikra shmo racham? Why is it called a racham? Kivin shabar racham, ba'u racham im li'olam. Because when this bird comes out, there's racham eshamayim comes to the world and it rains. We assume the rachamim is synonymous with rain. That's how Rashi understands that rachamim is rain. The Gemara says Maseches Tainis that geshamim is rachamim on the world. So this is a bird that has a sense of when it's going to rain. So when you see it behaving in a certain way, it's like a guarantee that it's about to rain. So Amar Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, Vuhudi Yosef Amidi Va'avit Shirakrak. That's only if it sits on something and it makes a sound like Shirakrak. That's the sound. I think it's on a P or whatever you call it when the. I don't know if that's the term. Whatever it is, when there's a sound that the word is the sound that it makes. So that's the metzius, that when it makes that sound, that's how you know it's going to rain. Ugamiri, and we have a tradition, the yasava ara, that if it ever sits on the ground, visharik, and it chirps away, asa mashicha. That means that it's not foretelling the coming of rain, it's foretelling the coming of Mashiach. So the geula is going to come on account of it. The Ben Yoyada points out, isn't that a good reason to call it racham, rather than calling it Ben Yoyada points out that a dafka sits on the ground because the Mashiach comes b'zchus anava. So when it acts in a humble way, that's going to be the zchus for Mashiach. Now the reason it's called racham on account of the fact that it sits on the ground, I think the Marsha points this out, or some other achron, that the reason it's called racham on account of the fact that it predicts rain rather than on account of the fact that it predicts Mashiach. I would think Mashiach coming is a much bigger rachmanus than rain coming, is because it predicting Mashiach only happens once. Predicting rain happens all the time. Anyway, Shenamar, because the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Zechariah about the Gula Asida, Eshruka Lahem Va'akabtzeim. So you see that Lasa Lava, there's going to be a Shrika that's a simon for Gula. So our tradition is that it's going to come through this bird. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Shimi Lamar Barav Ida'i. How could Necham say that if the Racham sits on the ground, it's a simon that Mashiach is coming? Vahud Yasev Be'krav Va'Visharach Va'asugala. one time this racham was sitting in on a plowed field and it was chirping away, and then a large marble rock came in a shemayim and just crushed it to death. So you see, that wasn't a good sign of anything positive coming. That was a lying bird. It was a shakran. So it was doing the simin of Mashiach when it wasn't yet time. So that's why min hashamayim they punished it, and a stone came and crushed it. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. The Torah tells us, it lists off all the ofos to meim, and it says es kol orev limino. So first of all, the word kol is a ribui, so that comes to include something else, and limino is a ribui. So orev ze orev. Orev is a reference to what we know of as the orev. Es kol orev lavi orev ha'imki. That's a reference to a particular type of orev called an orev ha'imki. Limino lahavi orev ha'ba barashayonim. Limino comes to tell me that even an orev that comes barashayonim is also not a kosher bird. Amar mar, orev ze orev, atu kaman kai? What do you mean an orev is an orev? Am I looking at one? If you had one in your hand, you would say, yeah, this is an orev. So then I would know what you're talking about. But just saying orev ze orev, what does that do for me? Ela ema orev ze orev uchma. Now orev means a black raven. V'cheinu omar, and that's what the Pasuk in Shir Shirim says, that kvutzos of tatal mshchoros ka orev, that is her, hair, locks of hair, are black like a raven. So you see that a raven is considered to be a black bird. Ha'imki, an orev ha'imki is chivra. It's a white raven. V'cheinu omer, and that's what the pasuk says when it talks about colors of tzara'as, and it talks about a light color, mareu amok mina or, that light has depth to it. Kimarachama ha amuka minatzel, just like when you have a shade over, you know, on a sunny day and there's a shadow, the shadow looks like it's resting on the sunlight, on the area where there's sunlight. So that which is lighter is deeper. Orev habab rashionim, and as far as the orev habab rashionim, which we said is also included as a non-kosher bird, amra papa lote medasi brashioni, don't say that it actually goes in front of yonim, el didami reshi lidyona. It just means that its head is similar to the head of a yona, and it's distinguishable only by its body. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. So the Torah goes through the various non-kosher birds, and it says, ves haneitz l'mineihu. So haneitz, ze haneitz. L'mineihu lahavies barchi. Chiria. Nates is what we know of as a nates. Lemineu comes to include a barchiria, that's also a non-kosher bird. My barchiria, amrabaye, shurinka, that it's a bird called the shurinka. Amrav Yehuda, chasida zu daya levana. A chasida is a daya levana, it's a type of bird. Lama nikra shema chasida, why is it called a chasida? Shows a chasidus im chavroseha, because it gives out food to all of its friends. It's very nice to all of its friends. It does chasidus with all of its friends. So the most famous comment about the chasida is the famous comment of the Chidushei Arim, that if it's such a kind bird and it does kindness with all of its friends, how come it's not kosher? So Chidushei Arim famously said, because it only does chesed im chavroseha. A real bal chesed does chesed with everybody, not only with chavroseha. But the most important comment about the chasida, forget about the most famous comment, the most important comment about the chasida is that of the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Chaf, where he says that there's a Masoris in Ashkenaz and in Svarad that it is a bird that is Mekanin alabatim, that makes noise by houses, and it's from the 10 birds. It eats some of its offspring, and it eats frogs, and then the Rosh says, and there are some places where they eat this bird, but he said, I'm machzik in my Masorah, and I have a Kabbalah from Chachmei Ashkenaz that the Torah was a Yerusha for them from the days of the Churban, and there's a Kabbalah from Tsarfas, these Kabbalahs are more powerful than the Kabbalah of the people that eat this bird, and therefore you cannot rely on their Masorah. So you see that the Rosh is willing to say that even though they have a Mesorah, that doesn't do it for me. The fact that they have a Mesorah is not enough, because I have my own Mesorah, and my Mesorah is more important. So the Rush writes that if you live in a place where people don't eat a particular bird because they don't have a Mesorah on it, that it's kosher, and you go to a place where they do have a Mesorah, that the bird is kosher, you're allowed to eat it when you're in that place. Meaning the Rush is saying that because I do have a Mesorah, that it's not kosher, and I know my Mesorah is stronger, but let's say I had no Mesorah, and they do have a Mesorah, so then when I go there, I'm allowed to eat that bird. And you don't say that I have to be knowing like the chumras of the makom, the sheyotza misham, and the place that I came from doesn't eat this bird because we don't have a Mesorah about it. No, you can even, the lack of a Kabbalah and the lack of a Mesorah in our place does not prevent me from accepting the Mesorah of somewhere else. So when I go to them, I'm allowed to eat it there. I'm not allowed to eat it where I am now, because we have a minika makom that we dafka don't eat this bird in this place. So as far as what counts as a Mesorah and what doesn't, that's why it's an important Shuvas HaRash, and the Rush over here as well in the back of the Gemara. Ha'anafa zu daya ragzonis. Anafa is a daya ragzonis. Lama nikra shma anafa shemina efesim chavroseha. That it gets angry. Ragzonis means that it gets angry. So mina efes also means it gets angry. It's not a lashon of niuf. It's a lashon of his anif bi al devrechem, right? Like Moshe Rabbeinu said about Klal Yisrael. Hashem got angry with me because of you. So Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav, Amar Rav. Esrim arba ofos tmeihin. There are 24 ofos tmeihin. Now, the list of non-kosher birds appears in Parsha Shmini, and it appears in Parshas Re'eh. In Parsha Shmini, the Da'a is mentioned, but the Ra'a, Resh Aleph Hey, is not. In Parshas Re'eh, the Ra'a, and not the Da'a. In Parshas Shmini, it says Ha'aya Lamina, but it doesn't say Hadaya. In Parshas Re'eh, it says both Ha'aya Ve'Hadaya Lamina. So we have to parse all that out. Are these references different names of the same bird? Are they separate birds? How do we do the Cheshbon? So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Dehecha, which Parsha did you count 24 birds in? Idiv Yikra, if you're looking in Parsha Shmini, Esrim Havu, I only counted 20 birds. And Idiv Mishnah Torah, if you're looking in Parsha Shrei, Esrim V'chad Havu, I only counted 21 birds. V'chitema Da'a D'ksiva B'Yikra, V'lo K'siva Mishnah Torah, Shad Yalayu. Maybe you'll say, okay, start with the 21 that you have in Vayikra, but in Devarim rather, and then take the Da'a from Vayikra that doesn't get mentioned in Devarim, and then add that one to it. But Akati Esrim Shrei Havu, that only gets you to 22, not to 24. So Your maternal grandfather said in the name of Rav, Limina, Limina, Limino, Limineu, Harekan Arba. That it says, Ha'anafa Limina, Ha'aya Limina, Kal Orev Limino, Hanates Limineu. So the number of times, Limina, Limineu, Limina, comes up is four more times, and that therefore includes four more birds, says Gemara. Now we overshot it. We're looking for 24. And now we have 22 plus 4, that's 26. So Amar Abaye, Da'a v'ra'a achasi. A Da'a and a Ra'a are the same bird. Because if you're going to think that they're two separate birds, Michti Mishnah Torah la'sufi yodasa. The Mishnah Torah is supposed to add extra details that we didn't have previously. So Mishnah Achad Ksiv Da'a, Mishnah Achad Ksiv Ra'a v'lo Ksiv Da'a. How come in Devarim it was Mishana from what it said in Vayikra, and in Vayikra it said Da'a and not Ra'a, and in Devarim it said Ra'a and not Da'a? If you're going to say that the Torah is coming to add a new din in Chumash Devarim, the Torah should have said all of the dinim that it says in Chumash Vayikra, and to add another min of Ra'a. But it should not have been taken away anything from Vayikra, so it must be that we're not adding another min. El Shemamina Ra'a V'Da'a Achasi. It must be that from the fact that the Torah doesn't say Da'a in Chumash Devarim, it's that it does say it. It's a Ra'a. It's the same bird. Okay, so now you knocked it down by one, but he only made it 20. 25. We're still looking to make it 24. So I'm Rabbi, Kishem Sharavida Achazi, Kach Aya, Vidaya Achazi. And Aya and Adaya are also the same bird. Because if you hold that they're two different birds, Michti Mishnah Torah, Sufiya Dasa, isn't Mishnah Torah meant to add dinim that we didn't have previously? Maishna Achadichsiv Limina, Aya, Umaishna Hasam Dichsiv Limina, Adaya. Why does the Torah change it in Chumash Vayikra? It says Limina about the Aya, and it says the min of the Aya, whereas in Dvarim it says Limina on the Daya, and leaves out Limina on the Aya, Elishmamina, Aya Vidaya Achasi. It must be from the fact that the Torah says Limina on the Daya and not on the Aya in Devarim, that it must be that the Aya and the Daya are the same bird, they're the same min. So the Torah Chumash Devarim is not adding an extra min, it's being mefarish that the Daya is another name for the Aya. So now we understand why Rav says that there are 24 non-kosher birds, because you have the 20 that are explicit in Parsha Shemini, and then you have four more that we learn from the word Lemina, and that which is added in Parsha Re'eh, the ra'a is not an extra min, it's just another name for the da'a, and that which we add the daya is not an extra min, it's just another name for the aya, and therefore the only four extra minim that we have are limina, limineu, limino, right, are only from those words. So but wait, if they're both the same bird, how come it says both names in Sefer Devarim? Kidetanya, Rebbe Omer, Ekra Ani Aya, that it could have just said Aya, and I would know that a Daya is Asra as well, because it's the same thing. Daya Lamanemra, why does it say Daya? Kidesh Lotita in Pischon Peh, Labaldin Lachlok, so that if you want to disagree and be Machshir, this type of bird, you're not going to be able to be Chalik, Shalote Atakore Aya, you can't read in the Torah that the Aya is Asr, and only the Aya is Asr, Vuhu Kore Daya, and you call this Minadaya, and you'll say, oh, must be that a Daya is kosher, because I don't see anywhere in the Torah that a Daya is treif. So that's why the Torah has to tell you, no, a Daya is also an Aya, and is therefore not kosher. And the Torah has to say Aya, because if it only would have said Daya, Atakore Daya, Vuhu Kore Aya, you'll say, oh, the Torah says the Daya is treif, but I call this bird an Aya. L'kachas of Mishnah Torah, Vahara, Ves Ha'aya, Ve'Hadaya, Lemina, that both Aya and Daya are treif. Mesve, so the Gemara challenges Rav, Lama Nishnu, Bavehema, why is it that the Torah goes through the parsha of the kosher behemos and the non-kosher birds, even though they're already mentioned previously in Parsha Shemini? So Bebehema, the Torah says about the kosher behemos b'pnei hashasua, because in Sefer Devarim it's adding a new type of creature that we didn't mention previously, where it has a doubled up back and a doubled spine, and the Torah's mechadish that it's not kosher, even though it's a malagera and some mafresis parsa. So that's not mentioned in Parsha Shemini. So that's why the Torah has to tell me the whole parsha of behemos again. Lo nishna sel bishvil dovishin eschadish, but the whole parsha again in Parsha Shrei, so that I'll know that a shasua is a non-kosher. Uba ofos mipnei hara'a. And with birds, it had to repeat the whole parsha just to tell me about the ra'a, because it wasn't mentioned in Parsha Shemini. So my love me the behemah dasam la sufi, ofos nami la sufi. Doesn't that tell you that just like by the behemah, we're adding something new that was not mentioned? So we're also mentioning a new type of bird that was not mentioned. So therefore, it's 25 non-kosher birds, because the ra'a is a new type of bird. Says Merlo, Hasam l'sufi, hachal l'frushe. No, when it comes to behemos, we're adding a new type. When it comes to birds, we're just being mifaresh, that all the names of a da'a, that a da'a also goes by the name ra'a. Anyway, says Gemara, pligad Rabbi Avo, this entire sheet of Rav, that there are 24 non-kosher birds, is against Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said a ra'a is an ayah, not a ra'a is a da'a, a ra'a is an ayah. Why is it called a ra'a? Because it has an incredible field of vision. And that's what Eov says, Nasiv lo yado ayit, v'lo shizafatu Ein ayah. So ein ayah means that even the eye of the ayah won't be able to see it. It's so far away. But the ayah has a tremendous field of vision. Tana omedes bebavel v'roa nevela be'eretz Yisrael. The ayah stands in Bavel and is able to see a nevela in Eretz Yisrael. So midera'a haynu ayah, mechal deda'a lav haynu ra'a. Well, wait a second. If ra'a is an ayah, then a da'a must not be a ra'a, because if a da'a is a ra'a and a ra'a is an ayah, then they're all three the same, and then there should only be 23 birds and not 24. So michti mishnah Torah l'sufiyot. So elamai, there are 23 birds according to Rabbi Avahu, and there must be 23 birds and not 24 because they all three are the same. So michti mishnah Torah l'sufiyot asa. But wait a second, mishnah Torah is supposed to add something that I didn't say previously. Mishnah chadichsiv da'a, mishnah asam dilo ksiv da'a. How come in Sefer Vayikra it says da'a, and in Devarim it does not say da'a? According to you, that a da'a is its own separate min, and it's not a ra'a. How come the Torah in Devarim doesn't mention it? Normally we would mention additional things and not take away things. It must be, this is what jumped the gun in this conclusion. The Gemara here concludes that all three are the same min, and it has three different names. A da'a and a ra'a is the same min, and I understand why the Torah doesn't mention the da'a, because it does. It says a ra'a. Umida ra'a hainu ayah, and if a ra'a is an ayah, mechal de daya lav hainu ayah. It must be that a daya is not an ayah. So it's an additional min. Well, then that doesn't make sense, because ma'ishnah asim duchsiv l'mineu ayah, u'ma'ishnah duchsiv l'mineu ayah el adaya. Well, then how come it only says l'mineu on the ayah in Vayikra, and it doesn't say it on the ayah in Devarim? It only says it on the daya. Ela shema minah, da'a v'ra'a daya v'aya achasi. It's not that there's two separate birds. The da'a and the ra'a are the same, and the ayah and the daya are the same. No, the ra'a and the da'a and the ayah and the daya, it's all one bird. And therefore, you can have one less min than Rav had suggested. You're only going to have 23 non-kosher birds. You're not going to have 24 non-kosher birds. Okay, Tanya, Isi ben Yuda Omer, Me'a ofus t'mein yesh b'mizrach v'kula min ayahin. There are 100 non-kosher types of birds on the eastern side of the world, and they're all types of ayah. Tanya Avimi Bered Rabbi Avau, Sheva Meos Mine Dagim, Ushmana Meos Mine Chagavim. There are 700 types of non-kosher fish and 800 types of non-kosher grasshoppers. Ula Ofos Ein Mispar. And there's no limit to the number of birds that there are that are non-kosher. So it says, what do you mean Ein Mispar? Ula Ofos Esrim Barba Havu. There are exactly 24 non-kosher birds. So what do you mean there's Ein Mispar of the non-kosher birds? So it says Gemara, Ella la'ofos tahorim ein mispar. There's no number to the number of kosher birds that there are. There are so many kosher birds that are out there. So now says Gemara, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Galiv Yudul v'nei Misha Amr v'haya olam, shebehem etmeim ruba min ataros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that there are many more non-kosher behemos than there are kosher behemos. There are only 10 minim of behemos and chayos that are kosher. L'fichach manah kasu b'torah. And that's why the Torah, when it gives a list, we'll give the list of the kosher ones, because it's a shorter list. But also, Galev Yodol of Nemi Shamavai Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows, Sha'ofos Tahorin Merubin Al HaTmein, that there are way more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. L'fichach Manah Kasa B'Tmein. Therefore, the Torah lists off the Tmein. So, my Kamash, because that's the shorter list. So, my Kamash Malan, what's Rabbi coming to teach me when he tells me that Hashem realizes how many more there are of this than that, and he always gives us the shorter list? So, he's telling me something important. That you're always supposed to teach your Talmidim in the shorter way. And that's easier to remember the learning if you teach it to them with greater brevity. The Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim tells us that the Torah prefers to write Belashon Nekiyah, like it will say, HaBehima Sharei Nena Tahora, instead of HaBehima Atameya. And yet, the Gemara says, we always try to say things in the shortest possible way. So when all else is equal, it's the same length of the same amount of letters and words, we'll always use the Lashon Nekiyah. But when the Lashon Nekiyah is longer, it typically chooses the Derech Ktsara. However, Rashi over there points out, in one place, the Torah, or a couple of places that the Gemara over there identifies, the Torah is going to go out of its way to use the longer formulation, which is more nucky, just to tell me that there is a value in Lishna Nikia, that there's a value in teaching things in the most nucky type of way. The Ramban raises a fundamental question. He says, well, since we have a siman that every kosher bird is not dores, and all the non-kosher birds are dores except for the peres or aznia, so why doesn't the Torah just say more to the point that every bird that's not dores is kosher except for the peres or aznia, and then you don't even need to give a list of 24, you know, just like it says that every mafris parsa is kosher except for a chazer, because it's the only mafris parsa, it's only split hoofed animal that's not kosher. So the Ramban answers that the reason we don't say, the Torah doesn't say that, is because the siman of drisa is a hard siman to ascertain. You have to really observe a bird. I mean, as we mentioned previously, drisa is not a physical characteristic of an animal, it's a behavioral characteristic. So physical characteristics you could look at, you could examine the bird. Behavioral characteristics takes a lot longer to be able to find. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Oftar Nechel B'Mesoris. If a person remembers that a certain religious person ate this bird, or his Rebbe gave him a Mesora, that this bird is a kosher bird, he can rely on that Mesora, and he's allowed to eat that bird. It's Nechel B'Mesoris. That's what the Rosh writes, that we said before, that if you have a bird that you do not recognize, you could be somech on a Mesora of somewhere else that says that it's Tahar. But if you have a Mesora that it's non-kosher, then you should not rely on the Mesora from somewhere else. The idea of relying on a Mesora is if you don't have any Mesora, then you can rely on a Mesora from somewhere else. And Rav Yitzchak adds, Nemanat Sayyid Lomar Ovze Tohar Masali Rebbe. A hunter can say, I have a tradition from my Rebbe that this bird is kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan V'husha Baki Ben V'shmosein. It has to be that he was an expert in all the types of non-kosher birds and what their names are. So by Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayid? Does the Mesorah have to come from a Rebbe who's a Tamil Chacham, or could it just be an expert hunter who's who's an expert in the field? So Tashema says, Gemara will bring a raya. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says about what Rabbi Yitzchak had commented, that Rabbi Yochanan had said that you can trust your Rebbe to tell you that a particular bird is kosher only if he's a Baki in them and in their names. Well, who would be that Baki in them and in their names? If we're talking about a hunter, Shapir, I get that he would be the Baki. But if your Rebbe is a Tamil Chacham, he may have a tradition as to what exactly the names are. Does he know the types of birds themselves? How could he be a chacham, and there was a bucky in all the different types of birds, unless he spent years and years out in the forest or whatever and researching types of birds, in which case he didn't have much time to learn. He wouldn't have been a tam chacham. Alav shmamina Rabbi Tzayid. It must be that you can accept the tradition even from Rabbi Tzayid, from your hunting Rebbe, even if it's not from your learning Rebbe. So shmamina, that in fact is a raya that the Gemara says we're going to stick with. Okay, so the next sugya is going to be about buying kosher eggs, but we're going to stop there. But from tomorrow at some point, probably regular time, maybe, but stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat. We will move on to Daf Samach Daled. Everyone have a great day.